Jan's can of John's John.
Mikey, Mikey, this ain't the kind of place you want to go to the bathroom.
See what you got in here.
You don't want to go in there, Mr. Clark, and snakes.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Botany.
Botany who?
Botany good toilets lately.
We pay Mike for this. Can you believe that? How do I get his Mike job?
Botany good toilets lately.
Welcome to Rosie on the House. Every Saturday morning, I'm Romeo Romero. Our main host, Rosie, my father, is somewhere between Monterey and Hirsch Castle. After last Saturday's show, we were at the Flagstaff Home Show at NAU Sky Dome. He took off with my mom, sweet Jennifer, who's usually with us, as well as my youngest sister, Carol. Not currently part of the show. She's still in high school. But they drove up to Reno, where my dad has a sister, my Aunt Retta. Stayed there, skied for a couple days over at Squaw Valley. Drove over to Monterey, where my brother-in-law was graduating from his military school, and left sometime this morning to go to the Hirsch Castle and then heading home tomorrow. So they're on the road cruising. Yeah. So he'll be back. We have John J. Harper. We had a handful of calls that had lined up during our conversation with Lance.
Everybody like woke up at 8:30 this morning.
So generally speaking, we will have John call them from the road. But we thought, you know, these are some very good questions that let's just take them on air. We will get to our topics of bathrooms. We have plenty of material to cover, but that will wait one more segment. Let's get to our lines now. Let's see who...
Let's go to Jim with the ficus. Right. I'm not sure I can help the septic tank.
Yeah, well, hello? Yes, Jim, good morning.
Good morning. We live in Mesa, right on the border of Chandler and Tempe, and we have a ficus tree that's about 11 years old. It's probably about 15 feet high and maybe 12 feet in diameter. With the freeze that we had, a lot of the smaller branches froze. And but some of the larger ones are still green. And my wife and I are in our late 60s, and I'm trying to figure out whether I need to hire somebody to try to trim it, or I don't really know what to do. We've had.
I guess it depends on how comfortable you are getting up on a ladder or climbing up in the tree and cutting off the stuff.
Not
out
really.
At the ends, yeah. I wouldn't be. So, you know, I would. You know, call around. You know, if you call our nursery, we can give you some recommendations. John Eisenhower, Integrity Tree Service, is also a member of the Rosie on the House team.
Uh-huh.
He'd be a good guy to call. You know, get a good certified arborist out there that knows what they're doing,
so they
don't just butcher it up. But they'll have to get in and cut back all of that stuff out towards the end and all the little stuff out that all froze, because you're going to be able to tell by now what's sprouting and what's putting on, you know, new growth. So
appreciate the call. You can find that at rosieonthehouse.com under the category Tree Service, Integrity Tree Service. John Eisenhower sometimes comes on and talks with us about trees, but good group of guys there. Chris in Glendale, good morning. Welcome
good morning.
To the program.
Hey, good morning. My son's graduating from high school, and my wife told me that she would like to have an immaculate backyard in about 2 months.
Okay.
we used to have some good sides, but then we got a trampoline and we got dogs, and the last couple of years has kind of gone to pot. But now I'd like to kind of get it back in shape. My question is, what can I do to get rid of the weeds that we've got growing and then keep the weeds from coming back before I lay down a new fresh batch of sod?
Well, of course, if you're going to resod it, then you could just spray everything that's there and coming up with, you know, a glyphosate or a Roundup type product. It won't hurt the soil, and if you don't care, you know, you're going to kill all the green material, so weeds, grass, whatever. That'd be your best bet, is to use something that contains glyphosate, like the Bayer Durazone product or Roundup or High Yield Kills All. Any of those would work. Monterey Remuda, there's a number of products out there now that contain glyphosate. That's what I would do. Kill it all. Get it dead, and then just kind of go in there and regrade it and lay your sod.
What about the seeds, the weed seeds that are already in the lawn, that are in the dirt?
Well, certainly a pre-emergent herbicide. There's a number of them out there. Your High Yield Dimension, your Weed Impede by Monterey, any of those would be a good idea, sure. And, okay, and the Durazone product has both in it, so you can buy some combination products as well.
Okay. And then how long between when I spray the weeds and everything until I can actually lay down the new sod?
When it's dead. You just need to wait till you have an effective kill.
Okay. I appreciate
Piece
it.
Piece of cake.
Now,
right, good
Chris,
luck.
Let me ask you a question. Your wife said she wanted an immaculate yard. Does it have to be lawn?
No, that's my choice. I like the lawn.
Okay.
We've got a spot. I just like the way it looks, I guess.
Okay.
I'm not sure what else to do with that section of the yard. The way our yard's laid out, we've got a pool fence that has rock around it, and then we've got this kind of square area that's 30 feet by 30 feet. That when the kids were younger, we had, you know, a swing set and a trampoline there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure I really want to just rock that, though.
Yeah.
And I wasn't going to suggest that. Have you looked at any of the synthetic turfs?
No, I haven't.
The fake grass?
And yeah, that might be a...
When it came out, it looked like indoor-outdoor carpet. It was horrible. Over the last 10 years, they have amped up that product.
Well, the reason you can tell it's artificial now is it looks too good.
Yeah.
It's like nobody has that good a lawn. Come on. it's very attractive. You can save some money on water. It is a little costly going in on the front end, but
it is, but I guarantee you it'll be green in 2 months.
Yeah, that's true. You won't have to worry about that.
So that might be something worth looking at. If not, you've got Mr. Harper's recommendations here for getting it laid out. So best to you, and hope keep your wife happy. Ken, good morning, sir. How may we help you?
Hey, thank you for taking my call. We live in East Mesa, and we had the opportunity to go up to Prescott before Christmas to attend their Christmas celebration and parade and so on. And while we were downtown in Prescott, we saw the most beautiful holly bush with red berries.
Mm-hmm.
And we've lost some honeysuckle bushes in our yard that are not coming back. A couple of them have. This one guy is not going to come back. And I was wondering if the holly bush would be appropriate for East Mesa area at this elevation compared
well,
to...
How much sun does it get?
A lot of sun.
Then it's not appropriate.
Really?
We can use some hollies here if they're shaded, particularly in the afternoon. It used to be a little more common to plant holly in Central Phoenix and some of the older neighborhoods that had big shade tree canopies, and hollies did okay in some shadier areas, but they won't tolerate the hot afternoon sun. If you want red berries and you want something that's very cold hardy, you could use pyracantha, which would give you the red berry. Pyracantha. Mm-hmm.
Okay, very
All
good.
Right.
Got that written down?
You're scribbling
right
now. There you go. Yeah, pyracantha will do about the same, give you that red berry look, at least in its heat and cold tolerant here. Great choice.
And what he was talking about, if you're not familiar, every year there is the Christmas tree lighting, or the town square lighting, I guess, the Christmas parade at Prescott. We always broadcast that show from the balcony. I say always. It's been the last 4 years we've broadcasted the show live with our affiliate KQ&A in Prescott from the balcony of the Jersey Lily Saloon. Always have a great time overlooking the town square. And that Christmas tree lighting, there's over 180 trees, I believe, in the town square. And they're getting it. That used to be, when we started, they were wrapping about 40.
Mm-hmm.
And they've really amped up that to now over 100.
Literally
of
amped.
The tree. Yeah.
Lots of amps.
Uh-huh. They get APS as a special generator going just for that, I'm sure. But that is an incredible time. Every now and then you get real lucky and you catch a snow at the same time. 2 years ago, it was just a blanket of snow everywhere and gorgeous, freezing but gorgeous. And then last year, we were almost in just long, a basic long sleeve shirt. You can the weather varies, but it's an incredible experience. And they always have the big parade. It's a good time. So
very
if
fun.
You haven't made it up there, or were wondering what Ken was talking about, that's what it is. And it's always the first weekend in December. We're already slated to be back on the balcony at Jersey Lily Saloon this year, 2013. So if you need something to do, it is Arizona's Christmas town, and just a great time.
How fun. That sounds like a good little road trip for the middle of December.
We're going to get you up there. I know you've got in-laws in Prescott.
Yeah, I should try and do that.
Yeah, you've always been in town doing that, haven't you? I don't think we've ever got you up to the balcony.
Have not.
Yeah.
We'll mark it down.
All right.
We'll be there. 1-888-767-4348.
That's 1-888-ROSIE-4U. Generally speaking, we have 1 hour landscape, a garden, and then 2 hours home improvement. We had an extended number of calls waiting online, so we
looks like we got them.
We twisted Mr. Harper's arm to stay. You're off to the nursery. What do y'all have going on today?
Well, we're just going to try and make sure everybody's ready for the big day tomorrow, if they're entertaining or cooking out or whatever, you know, last minute garden stuff, getting stuff planted. We still have a few Easter lilies to deliver for a couple of churches they'll be decorating their churches today. So a couple of those to get out, but lots of Easter color, lots of flowering plants. Get that garden ready.
I forgot it was Easter. I am forever going to think it's April 7th weekend, just because when we got married a year ago, Amanda and I, it was Easter weekend, and I'm forever going to have that as Easter weekend, April, April 7th.
It can really vary.
I forgot it's tomorrow.
Yeah.
I have some hard-boiled eggs.
You've got some eggs to be dying tonight, don't you? Attaboy.
Well, family's expecting it. They've got their expectations. I completely forgot. So Easter weekend, you have what to deliver to a few churches?
Easter lilies.
What is an Easter lily?
Well, it's a big, tall plant with a big old white flower that opens up. You've seen pictures of Easter lilies
nice.
Before. Yeah. And so that's just a traditional plant that churches put out to decorate the sanctuaries for Easter morning, Sunday morning.
Very good. Well, thanks again for sticking around.
My pleasure.
Stay tuned. We are
Have
switching
a good Easter.
To thank you too, and to your family.